Hi, my name is Andrew, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Don't grieve, Admiral. It is logical. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, or the one. I never took the Kobayashi Maru test until now. What do you think of my solution? I have been, and always shall be, your friend. Live long and prosper. Spoiler alert for a movie that is 40 years old, by the way. Memory Alpha, the Star Trek Wikipedia, describes the Kobayashi Maru scenario as an infamous no-win scenario that was part of the curriculum for command track cadets at Starfleet Academy in the 23rd century. It was primarily used to address a cadet's discipline, character, and command capabilities when facing an impossible strategy. As there is no legitimate strategy that will result in a successful outcome. It provides the framing for the second Star Trek movie, The Wrath of Khan. At the start of the movie, Savik is shown undergoing the test, learning at the end that it is in fact unwinnable. And later in the movie, we hear from Bones that Captain Kirk is the only cadet who actually beat the scenario. Savik desperately for a Vulcan, wants to know how he did so. And he later reveals, just before a crucial moment, that he cheated. And then, as I mentioned earlier, it is revealed that Spock, having never been on the command track, never took the Kobayashi Maru test. The test is also later referenced in J.J. Abrams' branch-off movie series, as Kirk is, for the first time on screen, depicted undergoing the test himself. Just like his prime self, he cheats at the test. And when he's confronted about it, he responds, "The test itself is a cheat, isn't it?" Before following up with the same line as his prime self, "I don't believe in the no-win scenario." Humanity itself has its own Kobayashi Maru scenario. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and the wages of sin or death. The world itself crumbles under the weight of the sin, and yet there's no way for mankind to be in a position to redeem itself? What then to be done to defeat the forces of death itself? Is there no way out? Is this indeed a no-win scenario? Jesus, at just the right time, came, and his method of defeating the forces of death? To submit to them, and through that, strip them of their power. Jesus takes Spock's answer of self-sacrificial love, but transforms it into not just allowing others to survive a trauma, but to inaugurate a new humanity itself. I referenced Paul's letter to the Romans just a couple times, but Paul specifically states in Romans 6:5-6, "For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin." Jesus' paradoxical solution to humanity's Kobayashi Maru proves a way for us to escape the ways of the world, the ways of selfishness and violence and death, to enter into citizenship of God's kingdom, the union of heaven and earth, and to act as its ambassadors, embodying Christ's values of co-suffering love and grace towards all the world. Spock, like Christ, gives himself for his friends. Christ, by doing so, placed himself in a position to defeat the real adversary, death itself. We're on the other side of the Kobayashi Maru, and God doesn't accept a no-win scenario. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Andrew for the Daily Nerd Devo, and remember to be awesome in the name of Christ. See you, Space Cowboy.